So, James Ivory, first of all, congratulations on your win. It was really exciting to watch on TV. There was kind of a home team thing going on. Knowing that we would be speaking in just a week, I was cheering you on when they announced your name. And I have to ask, was it as stressful as it appeared, the whole process of collecting the award, the long walk down to the stage, up onto the stage, getting the award, and then having to deliver your acceptance speech before they play that music and, right. And you have to get off?
I had one thought only, that I would mess up giving the speech. I'm a terrible public speaker. I'm just the world's worst. I cannot get up there and memorize what I'm going to say. I forget it. I forget important parts of it. So I just wanted to get the damn speech out of the way. That was my main concern. It wasn't entirely an unexpected thing because the papers had gone on and on for months and I had won all the other prizes for that screenplay that anyone could possibly win. I suppose if I hadn't won, I would have been devastated after all that, but it all worked out. And I got up there and I was able to, but a thing did flash on in front of me. It said, wrap it up. So I just talked a bit faster. And so I was able to finish and say everything I wanted to say.
You know, you're regularly referred to now as the oldest ever Oscar winner, almost as if that's an award in itself. Would you like people to stop doing that?
I don't think I can stop them doing it, but I was thinking about that, you know, long after Call Me By Your Name has turned to dust and all my own films have turned to dust, the one thing that will be remembered about all that is that the oldest person ever got an Oscar. They won't even remember who the film was or who the person was. That's what will be remembered. That's the kind of fact that goes down in history.
You were nominated for an Oscar three other times. All for Best Director, beginning back in 1987 with Room with a View. After all this time, you finally won an award, and it was for a writing award. Mm-hmm. Was that a surprise?
Yes, it was, because I'd worked on plenty of our screenplays before, but I'd never done one entirely on my own. So the fact that I was getting an Oscar for one that I'd done for the first time entirely on my own was, naturally, I was exhilarated and thrilled and but amazed also.
So the film that you won for, the Call Me By Your Name, that was nominated for a total of 4 Academy Awards. Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Original Song were the other nominations. I would like to ask about the process of adapting a screenplay from a book. As I think about it, I realize that as the adapter, decisions you make, what to emphasize, what to leave out, determines what we are eventually going to see on the screen and what the director will have to deal with. How did you go about it with that book?
Well, I had read it earlier a couple of times. Once I knew I was going to work on the film, I had already made a decision about the things I was going to leave out. The final chapter, when the two men now in their 40s get together again, I didn't feel that was something that we ought to have. And it would have been impossible to shoot because you can't take someone who's 20 years old, like Timothy Chalamet, and make him look 40. There's no possible way, and you wouldn't want to cast another actor for that. In any case, I felt that the story and the film should end on a high, which was their great joy, this joy of first love. So once I decided what I was not going to have, I then proceeded very, very methodically to just prune it down.
Turning now to The Remains of the Day, you told me earlier that you hadn't seen this movie in a while. What did you think now?
Well, I liked it. I certainly liked it. I'm not disappointed. I don't feel I wasted my time. And I thought it certainly has some relevance for today. I don't think I could make a film like that again. I think it would be physically almost impossible to tackle such a complicated film with so much going on in it. And I doubt that at my extreme old age that I would be able to pull that off. But maybe I would. I don't know. It's not likely that I will have the chance.
I've been speaking with Oscar-winning writer and director James Ivory during his recent appearance at the Jane Pickens Theater in Newport. This was Ivory's third visit to the theater within the past year, and he promises to return soon with another of his films, likely 1995's Jefferson in Paris, a movie he feels was unfairly criticized for exploring the relationship between Thomas Jefferson and his teenage slave, Sally Hemings, at a time when many historians did not believe there was such a relationship. DNA evidence has since confirmed there was. For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.